Colossians, week 4, Christ, the life of the saints and the constituent of the new man. Day 4. Colossians 3:3-4. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Related verses. Galatians 2:10-11. Only they requested that we remember the poor, which very thing I was also eager to do. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Romans 6:3-5. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed, we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Philippians 3:9-10. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 3:3, note 1, referencing the word died. We died with Christ, and so were set free from the things on the earth, especially things related to asceticism. We were baptized into his death. Colossians 3:3, note 2, referencing the word life. Because our life, not our natural life, but our spiritual life, which is Christ, is hidden with Christ in God, who is in the heavens, we should no longer be concerned for things on the earth. God in the heavens should be the sphere of our living. With Christ, we should live in God. Colossians 3:3, note 3, referencing the word hidden. That our life is hidden with Christ in God means that it is hidden with Christ in the heavens. Colossians 3:4, note 1, referencing Christ. That Christ is our life is a strong indication that we are to take him as life and live by him, that we are to live him in our daily life in order to experience the universally extensive Christ revealed in this book, so that all he is and has attained and obtained will not remain objective, but will become our subjective experience. Colossians 3:4, note 2, referencing the word life. In God, Christ is our life. This life is now hidden, but will be manifested. Then we will be manifested with this life in glory. In 2:20 through 3:4, the unique way and the unique person are revealed to us. The unique way is the cross, the center of God's government, and the unique person is Christ, the preeminent, all-inclusive one, the center of the universe. By the cross, not by asceticism, we were saved from the negative things. By Christ, not by philosophy, we live the life hidden in God. Christ, who is our life, is the allotted portion of the saints, the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, the one in whom God's fullness dwells, the mystery of God's economy, the mystery of God, the reality of all positive things, and the constituent of the new man. By taking such an all-inclusive Christ as life and thus living him, we experience and enjoy all his riches. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In God's economy, there is one person, Christ, and one way, the cross. Today, both Christ and the cross are in the all-inclusive spirit. Therefore, to be recovered to Christ and the cross is to be recovered to the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit. In our daily Christian experience, we need to know the difference between practicing asceticism and taking the way of the cross. To take the cross is certainly not to cause ourselves to suffer in some way. If we would apply the cross to our situation, we need to contact the all-inclusive spirit. This spirit includes the effectiveness of Christ's death and the power of his resurrection. Furthermore, Christ's resurrected and uplifted humanity is also in the all-inclusive spirit. If we would apply the cross of Christ, we need to open ourselves to the Spirit, contact the Spirit, and allow the Spirit to have a free way within us. Then the Spirit will spontaneously apply the effectiveness of the death of Christ to us. Furthermore, when we open to the Spirit and allow Him to apply the death of Christ to our situation, this experience of Christ's death will bring Christ to us in resurrection. Hence, through the experience of Christ's death, we also experience his resurrection. The more we experience this, the more we can say with Paul, "To me, to live is Christ." I appreciate the word hidden in 3:3. Our Christian life should be a hidden life, a life hidden with Christ in God. Our church life should also be hidden in God and in the heavens. As long as we are hidden, we are with Christ in God, in the heavens, and in the church. But when we advertise and promote ourselves, we are outside of Christ and are not with him. When Christ appears, we shall appear with him. That will be the time of our manifestation with Christ.